Chapter 7. Embracing Stillness and Self-Discovery. There comes a time after the military when everything goes quiet. No more morning briefings, no more mission updates, no more radios buzzing in your ear, just stillness. For many veterans, that stillness feels strange. It can even feel wrong. You've been trained to act, to move, to do something. But what if the next step isn't about doing more? What if it's about learning how to be still and listen? Stillness can feel uncomfortable at first. When you leave a life full of purpose and structure, your mind keeps expecting orders. You're used to reacting to things fast, to making decisions on the go. But once you're out, no one is barking commands. There's no mission to plan, no team to lead. For the first time in a long time, you're alone with your thoughts. That's where a new kind of mission begins. One where the answers don't come from someone else. They come from inside. In the noise of the world, it's hard to hear what really matters. Civilian life is full of distractions. Social media, news, TV, work stress, family stress. We get pulled in 1,000 directions, and we forget to check in with ourselves. Stillness is the opposite of that. Stillness gives you space to ask the hard questions. Who am I now? What do I really want? What do I believe in? What do I need to heal? Stillness is not about being lazy or doing nothing. It's about giving yourself time to breathe and reflect. It's about quieting the outside noise so you can hear what your heart has been trying to say. You don't need a fancy retreat to find stillness. You don't need to sit cross-legged on a mountain. Sometimes, all you need is a few minutes of silence in your truck before you go into the house, or a walk alone where you leave your phone behind, or a notebook and pen. Writing whatever comes to mind without judging it. When you spend time in stillness, things begin to rise up. Old memories, new ideas, forgotten dreams, pain you never dealt with, joy you didn't realize was still inside you. It can feel overwhelming at first. You may want to turn the volume back up. You may reach for a distraction just to feel something familiar. But if you stick with the stillness, something powerful happens. You begin to meet the real you. Not the uniform, not the title, not the warrior everyone sees, but the person underneath it all. Some veterans feel a lot of emotions come up when things get quiet. Anger, sadness, guilt, even fear. That's normal. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. And healing starts when you stop running from what's inside. You don't have to solve everything in one sitting. You just have to show up, be honest with yourself, and listen. Stillness also helps you connect with something greater. Some call it God, others call it the universe, nature, or simply inner peace. Whatever word you use, that connection can't grow in chaos, it grows in quiet. Prayer is one way to get there. So is meditation. So is walking in the woods and watching the trees sway. You don't need to have all the right words, you don't need a plan. Just a few minutes where you stop doing, stop fixing, and just be. Nature is one of the best places to find stillness. Out in the wild, everything has its own rhythm. The sun rises and sets. The wind moves through the trees. Birds fly without asking permission. You realize that life is always moving, even when you're not rushing. Watching that helps remind you that you're part of something bigger, that you're allowed to slow down and breathe, that you're still valuable, even when you're not on a mission. Many veterans feel like they always have to be tough, always strong, always in control. But strength isn't just about pushing forward. It's also about knowing when to pause, when to rest, when to listen. Some of the strongest people I know are the ones who've learned how to sit quietly with their own thoughts and not run from them. If you've been carrying pain for years, stillness gives you a place to set it down. If you've been chasing a sense of worth, stillness reminds you that you already have value just by being alive. If you've been trying to figure out what comes next, stillness helps you hear the next step, even if it's just a whisper at first. There's no perfect way to practice stillness. You might try journaling every morning, even if it's just a few lines. You might find a spot outside where you sit with a cup of coffee and watch the world wake up. You might pray before bed, not asking for anything, just being grateful. Or maybe you talk to God like a friend and let the silence be the reply. Stillness is like a reset button. The more often you press it, the clearer things get. You start to see patterns in your thoughts. You notice the things that really drain you and the people who really lift you. You realize what you've been avoiding and what's been calling you. You get back in touch with what matters most. This chapter of your life isn't about charging into battle. It's about learning to be still so the next mission can find you. You don't need to figure everything out today. You just need to give yourself the space to begin. To sit quietly, to breathe deeply, to listen kindly, and to remember that who you are now is not broken, it's becoming. Stillness may not feel natural at first, but it's one of the bravest things you can do. It takes courage to sit with the unknown, to trust that the answers will come, but they will. They always do. Not when you're rushing, but when you're ready. Stillness makes you ready. You have already survived the noise. Now, let yourself grow in the quiet. There is strength in stillness. There is healing in reflection, and there is purpose waiting to be found in the parts of you that can only speak when the world goes silent.